Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it is the 19th of May, and I'm recording at 9:59 p.m., and that is British summer time here in London. Now, another all-action day here today. Very good for a lot of stock markets overall. But first, I just want to start off by putting things in a little bit of perspective here. For instance, Wall Street, which closed flat here today. More on that in a moment. But the gain on the year for the Dow is 2.75%. The gain for the S&P 500 is 3.35%. NASDAQ's done a little better at 7.05%. Now, on the other hand, if I go to all of the European stock markets and look at those, that every one, I'll just give the exceptions. I would say that the ones that have underperformed the Dow and the S&P are the Czech Republic and Greece, as you would expect. And among the ones that I mention more frequently in these audios, Spain, well, it's just about matched what Wall Street has actually done. So all the others have outperformed in U.S. dollar terms. I'm only quoting in U.S. dollar terms. Then if I go to the Asia-Pacific region, it's astonishing because Japan is way ahead of what Wall Street has done in U.S. dollar terms. Its TOPIX index, for instance, is up over 15%. China has really blitzed everything in here. Huge gains, outperforming everything else. The Taiwan and South Korea also way outperforming Wall Street. And if I look at now India, which kind of swings all over the place, but India currently is slightly underperforming Wall Street. And some of the smaller markets, such as, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, New Zealand, in that Asia-Pacific region, Australia, they're underperforming Wall Street, but really a majority of the world's markets are considerably outperforming Wall Street. Okay, so what happened here today? Well, I mentioned some of those gains in Japan and China were extremely strong in here today, particularly China, and the composite index, the Shanghai Composite Index, was up over 3%, 3.13%, and the China Enterprise Index, those are the H shares, that was up 1.90%. Now, if I then go on to Europe, we had some stomping big gains here, helped considerably by a setback in the euro, and let's see, the biggest looks like on my screen is Germany, up nearly 2.25% percent overall, and it looks impressive on the charts now. You'll see that in Owen's copy. But all of these European indices are well up, and a number of them are up over 2% in here today. And getting on to Wall Street, it had modest gains, and actually by around 8 o'clock, the gains were sort of near the highs of the day, but then they faded. And I think there are reasons for that, which I'll get on to in a minute. But the Dow closed up a fraction, the S&P down, and the NASDAQ down tiny fractions. So not much going on there overall. Brazil down 1.25 percent in here today. Some of these commodities were hit here today. Now, if we go over and look at what else is going on, and I will start with the US dollar, which had a good day yesterday, as you're probably well aware. Remember, the dollar had been eroding gains pretty steadily for the better part of a month, maybe a little more than a month, and but it had a good gain yesterday, and it had an even better gain in here today. So the dollar index, for instance, remember that had peaked up just over 100, but that's back up to 95.289 as I speak, still trading after hours. And among individual currencies, what we see here in the Europeans, the euro is currently at 1.1149, so that's well down here today. Remember, that got up close, almost touched 115, and I remember saying when that was happening that I didn't think Mario Draghi would like that very much. And indeed, the euro has softened here, and I think it'll soften a bit further. Sterling also weakened a little bit in here, currently 1.55. And what else can I mention here? The yen has weakened a little bit, 120.70 against the greenback. And we're also seeing some weakness in the Australian dollar. And that Australian stock market's been soft in here recently. But this is down to 0.7916 for the Australian dollar. The Indian rupee, which has been easing against the greenback, that firmed here a little bit today. And China looks like it's still pretty well pegged to what the US dollar is actually doing. Now, bonds, and I think this is important. The US bonds had started the day off somewhat easier, but then picked up and closed near the highs. And it's still trading after hours, but the after-hour quote that I got just a few minutes ago for the US 10-year, it is at 2.288%. So that's close to a closing high for this move, and it's currently in a consolidation phase, but very steady in that consolidation phase. And if you look at the 30-year, that is inevitably even firmer. And these look like consolidations before the bonds move higher. Now, the question is whether it happens quickly or slowly. My fear, this is not a forecast, but my fear is that it could happen quickly, and that would be unsettling. My hope is that they do go up, but they go up really quite slowly. That would be much better overall, not least for U.S. corporations. But if we get these bond yields pushing up higher and the dollar stronger in here, that's going to revive that headwind for U.S. corporations. They might be a little bit better prepared for it at this time, but the point is again that Wall Street will be held in check if you get a strong dollar, and or I should say a too strong dollar. I think it has been too strong this year, and if you get that plus those bonds moving higher, even though the bonds would be moving higher with the help of a belief that the U.S. economy was gradually improving. in here, and that deflation was less likely. We were more likely to see a little bit of inflation, but that could give Wall Street a little bit of headwind pressure here over overall. Whereas a softer euro would help to reignite, well, as we already saw in here today, help to reignite that European stock market rally over overall. So interesting times here. Now, precious metals have been very much in the news in the last few weeks, but they benefited considerably from that softening in the U.S. dollar. So they got hit in here today. And to give you a run through these for you quickly, palladium down nearly $18 at 775 and a little bit of change. Silver was hit harder, down 63 cents to $17.10. It was down at 1687 earlier in the day. And again, you get the dollar rallying further, this will come lower. And platinum, wow, down nearly $28 at $1,150. And gold down $17.50 at $1,208. So more ranging. These precious metals are a little overbought here on stochastics in the short term. And they were up near some prior resistance levels. And, well, they're falling back rather sharply from those resistance levels. Now, the weakness in these commodities in here today has produced a small downward dynamic on the CRY index of commodities and also the CCI, the Continuous Commodity Index, or old CRB as it's known. And so a small downward dynamic there, which has checked this rally. Also, and it may well go, I expect it to go lower, a little lower here in the short term, because we can see that Brent crude oil down $1.90 in here today at $64.37, and the WTI is down $2 at $58.24, and both of those have rolled over. They were also overbought, and they had also rallied to a point where they were quite close to their declining 200-day moving averages, so it's hardly a big surprise to see that they're encountering resistance. And now what we're likely to see is a bit further retracement, and it will require upward dynamics to check that slide. It'll be very interesting to see how much ground they actually give up on this rally, and a number of commentators have certainly been talking them lower in here. Now, in the agricultural commodities, let's see, we see soybeans, corn, and wheat all being hit quite hard in here. I see white sugars down, coffee is down. And what else can I gleam on that screen? Rough rice fraction higher in here today, and that's pretty much. I'd say the industrial metals definitely weaker in here today. And looking at copper, that's down 7 cents to 283.5. So lively stuff. Okay, I'll be doing the audio again tomorrow, but then that'll be my last audio before I go on holiday. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.